You're listening to the Personal Growth Magazine podcast with your host, Daryl Daughtry.
Hello, friend. I'm Daryl Daughtry. I'm the publisher of Personal Growth Magazine and this podcast. We keep things brief, and we feature audio articles centered around personal development and self-improvement. I'm also a multi-certified coach and a trainer of professional coaches all around the world, in over 50 countries, in fact. And these connections give me inside access to information and innovation that I pass along to you each and every week. In today's audio article, we're going to talk about the damaging effects of always saying, whatever. It's a huge reason that people don't end up getting what they want in life. They need to be specific about their preferences. It reminds me of a quote from the actress and comedian Lily Tomlin. She said, "I always wanted to be somebody. I probably should have been more specific." Now that's funny, but it's also wisdom. So here's this week's audio article with an insightful look at this. Just for you. Many of us answer whatever, or I don't care, or it doesn't matter, to a variety of questions, from what we want for dinner to what we want to do next. The reason that most of us say whatever is probably because we think it's the polite response when posed with a question. Rather than forcing anyone to do what we want, we instead pretend that we don't have an opinion in order to ensure that everyone else is happy. How sweet. There are occasions when you can't decide or you don't want the responsibility of making a wrong choice, so you say whatever, thereby giving someone else the job of making that decision. Actually, though, this tends not to be how things play out. For starters, there's a very real chance that everyone else will also say that they don't mind, which then slows things down and prevents you from making any progress and usually results in one of the worst outcomes. Now you've just inconvenienced everyone else and ended up doing something that no one wanted to do. Awesome. Another outcome is that you end up seeming disinterested, like you don't care about the question enough to give an answer. That's pretty annoying when someone is being considerate and offers you a choice. Alternatively, you say that you don't mind. Then the other person gives their opinion, and so you default to doing what they want instead. That then means that you don't get to do what you wanted to do, and in some scenarios, you may even end up resenting them for that. Which is pretty nuts, really, when you fail to provide your own preference when you are asked. The other problem is that when you say whatever, or that you don't mind, it appears as though you have no opinion at all, or are just completely indecisive. Now, this may come as a surprise to you, but that's not actually something that people consider particularly attractive. Keep saying, "I don't care," and pretty soon you'll come across as fairly dull. If you want more respect, learn to make at least some small decisions. Would you rather have orange juice or apple juice? Here's the worst part. If you keep saying, "whatever," then you might well come across as though you don't feel you value your own opinion enough to share it, or that you don't feel that you're even entitled to a vote. This can eventually change the way that others see you and even lead you to actually believe that about yourself. Saying whatever, or I don't care, is essentially a form of conflict avoidance taken to the extreme. And if you don't stop it now, then you'll possibly find yourself coming off worst in the vast majority of discussions you're involved in. You don't want to look completely incapable of making decisions, do you? The crazy part is that there's actually nothing impolite about speaking your mind and saying what you'd prefer. Just make it clear that you'll potentially go along with another decision, and don't be too forceful with your own opinion. Instead of, "I don't mind," try, "I prefer the lasagna tonight, but I'm open to suggestions." Remember this, saying whatever or whenever will only lead you to wherever.
Come visit us at personalgrowthmagazine.com. As our name implies, we're all about accelerating your personal growth and development. Through our relationship with over 1,000 life coaches from almost 50 countries around the world, we bring you fresh content each week that is instantly usable and very easy to understand. Featuring written articles and online videos, we explore relevant topics such as mindset, productivity, purpose, money, health, and personal relationships. We even curate videos by folks like Tony Robbins, John Maxwell, Brendan Burchard, and Dr. Oz. There really is something for everyone at personalgrowthmagazine.com, and we're open 24/7. We also offer online video courses on subjects like motivation, confidence, goal setting, and life's little obstacles. So come get motivated and inspired, and you might even learn a thing or two while you're at it. Join us now at personalgrowthmagazine.com.